Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about, Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh?
Once I get it, so.
This is what we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ab, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Yo, shout out to the whole AFM. We got a special guest. I'm about to get him on the line right now. A lot of things going on in battle rap. This is crazy right here. This is crazy. These past 2-3 days have been insane and totally upside down. You know what I'm saying? And I just need to hear what the guest has to think about all these things. Hold on 1 second. There we go. Hello? Stay from St. Louis. We got A.
Yeah.
On. A. Verb, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, what kind of fucking introduction is that, man? What the fuck, man? You act like I got motherfucking sell dope or something, man. I'm a good rapper, man. What you saying?
Hey, straight from St. Louis. What we got A. Verb, or.
Did you hear it? Like, hey, and now, straight from St. Louis. That's like, and new to the feds. Inmate number 6,500. Damn, man.
Stop,
what's up, man?
Man.
I'm sweet.
Oh, man. They like that verb, man. What's up with you,
damn,
baby?
Damn, man. Hey, it's Verb. What the fuck?
Yo, man, you know what? What the hell is going on? In all seriousness,
what I mean?
What's going on in battle rap right now? Like, I would think that from what I'm seeing online, I'm trying to figure out why you're going back and forth with Calico and why you're going back and forth with DC. Why everyone right now?
You know what's so crazy? Anybody that knows battle rap, they know Calico has always been a hater. He's always been that type of nigga. Like, it's always one nigga that'll do that. So I don't expect niggas to stand up. I don't expect niggas to stand up. I don't. If you're not built like that, I don't expect you to do that. But just be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just it's kind of simple with me. Like, when Cal got caught jumping in a pool full of niggas and his clothes off, yeah, you look weird as fuck to us, but shit, we ain't say nothing on it. Like, yeah, what else? You understand? You know? But you know what, though? I figured out, and my dog Sloan, we was talking last night, and we figured out, Calico is glitching. You know who,
what
like...
What you mean?
Glitching. You know how, like, when a game glitches or a computer glitches or it does some weird shit, like when Wendy Williams fell out of nowhere, that's glitching. You know what I'm saying? Because we all are programmed, man. It's just his program is fucked up. Corrupted file. Yeah, I'm fucked up.
But
like I said, with this whole avocado situation, it just shows you a couple things. It shows you that we will never stand together on anything. The whole culture stood together to push that man to the top to stand against black people. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. The whole culture the day before was pushing the white man up. And saying, and this ain't got nothing to do with white or black. It's what's right or wrong. See, that's what we stand for, what's right or wrong. So the culture felt like Avocado was done wrong. You saw thousands of tweets of people pumping their fists for him. We showed no color. 24 hours later, he showed you who he was. He showed you who he was in real life. All right, okay, cool. And guess what happened? How many niggas stood up and how many niggas stood down?
Let me ask you
how
a question.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I already spoke. I made a blog on that, everybody. Go ahead.
Like, how do you?
Go ahead.
It's because here's the thing, bro. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. It's no.
Exactly.
That's what this is based on, moral, right or wrong. This is not based on a verb. It's not based on shotgun. This is right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's simple. Like, you know what, brother? It really hurt me to read. Not because of Calico, you know, fuck him, man, rock him anyway. I'm saying like it hurt me to be like, damn, this is how far we came. We have our own culture, and look, it's one nigga that's standing up for something that's wrong, just to stand against me. He didn't even get the information. He just instantly stood against me. Then went and watched it and still stood. Like that's sick, bro. Like that's a sick obsession, bro. And anybody who knows, why do you think Hitman don't fuck with Cal at all? He does these things.
I know,
bro.
He didn't.
Well, here's the other thing. When it came to the St. Louis, all the other Detroit niggas, we don't got no smoke with them niggas. It's just this one. Them Detroit niggas be good niggas. Marv, Quest, like, when I'm in Detroit, Quest showed me all the love in the world. He run the strip clubs. He got all the shit popping. Then Marv showed me love. Marv producing for my project. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and M-City, we doing a record right now. Like, we don't have these kind of things. It's always been Cal. Cal is the only one out of all them niggas that act like that. He's the only one.
You know what, Verb,
is
this about a battle?
Let me tell you something. Battle rap don't run the real world. This is man shit. This is principle. This separate them two because they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, battle rap is fake. That shit is not real. You got niggas that can go on stage and say anything. You're creating lines. That's a form of art. That's a job. That's not real. What's real is the real world that we're facing right now. I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's a movie from Detroit. It might have been called I don't remember the name of the movie, but where these racial things were happening. He should be the first nigga standing up. See, because look, people don't know, St. Louis is a slave city. You understand? St. Louis, that was a name of a slave owner. So we got a different kind of problem.
Mm.
You understand? Like, we're not going for the shit that other people going for, man. No. Stand for what's right and what's wrong. And this is wrong. But you got one nigga that think it's a joke. How? Real Deal, man, shout out to Real Deal. Real Deal stood up and said, listen, this is not right. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Because he says, I see this every day. I see black fathers coming into school and they don't get credit for nothing they do. You understand what I'm saying? Real Deal stood up. Real Deal, one of us in Cal, not.
Damn. I was definitely like disappointed. I was definitely disappointed.
How
did
it make you feel?
That was really disgusting.
Let me ask you a question.
I feel like this.
As you being a high powered blogger, high powered, how did it make you feel to see this man? And look, this was even crazier. Avocado ain't said shit to Verb. But guess what? Too, if you got a nigga defending him, you got a dumbass, cool ass nigga that's going to defend him. You understand what I'm saying? Avocado sitting back click watching this shit on Twitter, and he cracking up laughing, I'm sure. Because guess what? Now you got two.
So wait a minute. So, Verb, Avocado hasn't reached out to you yet?
No.
24/7
hasn't
reached out?
No. I tweeted Avocado. Listen to this. I tweeted Avocado the day I saw it in public. I said, my tweet to him said, don't want to be like a Verb. What does that mean? His response, he just sent me his number in Twitter. I don't know who the fuck you think you playing with, nigga. I ain't no slave, bitch. Ain't nobody calling you, nigga. Answer my question. Fuck you mean? Like, nah, we don't do no shit. You ain't gonna send me your number. Like, who the fuck you think you is? Nah, answer me here, cause you said it here. I don't look, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one thing about me, and everybody know me like this, bro. I deal with no forms of disrespect, and I don't do fake shit, bro. If you disrespect me in public, you address it in public. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to disrespect me in public and then get on the phone with me. No, nigga. Fix it here. Because guess what? When Smack got on camera and said Ice Pack was a crackhead, when Ice Pack battled in Atlanta, we backstage, Smack said, hey, let me pull you out on stage and apologize in front of all these other people. That's how shit works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't do no fake shit. So guess what? Calico, even if you go look, when Calico is disrespecting me and standing up for Avocado, the white folks are clapping for Calico. Calico does not appeal to white folks. The white folks saying,
can I say one thing at all?
But
you know what, Verb? Can I say one thing that threw me off with you? What was the GoFund about? That I didn't understand.
Let me break that down for y'all. The GoFundMe, because I didn't ever come out and say this is what I want to do. The GoFundMe thing, I was showing y'all that we don't ride for each other. I didn't want that money. First off, and look, people don't even question me on that shit because I live better than 90%, drive better than 90% of my culture. I don't need y'all money. Now, don't get it fucked up. But the thing was to show you, black people of our own color will not support you while you're breathing. They won't. They will support you if you're dead or damn near dying. These are facts. These are facts. If you go to 25 black, okay, guess what? I got an opportunity for you. If you put up and say, hey, look, I need to go and make, I'm finna go open me a restaurant. I need $30,000. You think 30 niggas gonna give you $1,000? I bet you they don't.
No.
I bet you they don't. True. But guess what? Get shot in your back 4 times. I bet you that shit hit 100,000. I bet it does.
Mm.
So what that shows you is, y'all, 2,000 tweets. I only left it up for an hour. I only left the shit up for an hour. I didn't leave it. I left it up for an hour. Like 2,000 tweets for avocado, $40 for Verb, and this nigga disrespected y'all and me at the same time. So what does that show you? See, Calico trying to twist it, make it about the GoFundMe. Hey, Calico, you only get money when you battle once a year, bro. Stop playing. You don't even look clean, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. We're not going to even do that type of shit, because every nigga know that come to St. Louis what I do. Every nigga. We ain't going to even do all that shit. Come on, say that shit. Like, half of y'all niggas, I can buy y'all niggas off like hoes anyway. Stop playing with me, bro. And I'm not even sticking my chest out, because I don't even do this type of shit to people, ever. But the niggas are more concerned about counting the pocket. How much money did he make? What is this? That's exciting to niggas. We burn ourselves, dummy. Hey, listen, guess what? Since niggas question what's the GoFundMe, when a white man kills, you know who stands up for him, even in his wrong? White folks. Do you know when the punk ass officer that killed Mike Brown for St. Louis, he was in the wrong, and then white folks stood with him. He had $1 million in a day. In a day to fight. He had $1 million in a day to fight. And guess what happened with us? Y'all laugh. Y'all crack jokes. Calico, you crack jokes. You get other people, what's this for? What's this for? You think them white folks asked him what's this for? Darren Wilson was completely wrong in killing a man. We wasn't giving him no money. Then white folks got that nigga $1 million in a day and said, fight your case. It don't happen with our own culture. Mm. Y'all can miss me with the Black Lives Matter because it's not real. Black Lives Matter until you're dead or damn near dying. Perk had a car accident and raised over $20,000, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Let Twerk would have told y'all I need $5,000 to finish my project. I bet that shit wouldn't have moved. I bet it wouldn't have moved. So miss me with the Black Lives Matter shit. Miss me with it. Because these are facts. Stand with their own. You don't see no white folks coming out and challenging us. They ain't challenging us. They standing down. They ain't challenging us.
You know,
they don't have to when you got niggas like Calico that's going to stand up and do the dumb shit for you. It's always a dumbass nigga. It's always a dumb nigga that burns up everything. It's always one. It's disgusting if you a Calico fan and you could clap for this nigga. I was wrong. Mm. We were all wrong. However, what he said, they laughed at us. This is our culture. Hey, it's our culture. Is this not our culture, Angry Man?
Nah, that's a fact, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Listen. And I'm not saying that because I don't want people to think this is a racial divide, because we don't see color like that. I mean, we know racism is alive, yeah, of course, but color is not the main focus. But I tell you this, this is our culture. This is our culture. However you want to do it. Just like if I walk into Sprite or Viacom, I need y'all to validate me to go get the money, right? Stop me when I'm lying, Angry Fan.
Yeah. True.
If I walk into Sprite for an endorsement, it's a white person that took me. 90% of the time, it's a white person that's going to take me into Sprite and get a check cut. So guess what? I have rules here to get where I got to go. You motherfuckers got rules here.
You know what? It kind of leads me into this question right here. So look, what about, because we're going to be all the way real since we're on this topic. What about the white people who get called honkies and crackers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, every battle? What are they? Should they say anything racially back towards black people?
No.
Not
it's
at all.
Rules. It's still rules.
But
listen,
isn't that the where is the rule? That's the problem. I feel like that's the problem.
Okay.
Where is the rule?
Okay.
You know why I'm saying this, Verb? Because you remember Grind Time. Remember you bad Marv wanted Grind Time. You know that Grind Time was the era of the race bars, where you can have racist bars in your battles.
Right.
If you really paid attention, a lot of people did that. So my thing is, where is this line drawn so that not so much this because it was an interview, but in battles and shit, it don't go left, totally left like this. Because this is a serious topic here.
Okay, all right. Well, it's serious, but it's simple. Grind Time needs to come back. And then we play by your rules when we come over there. If I go to Grind Time and I battle a white MC and he cracks a bunch of jokes about chicken and watermelon, what am I supposed to say? I'm in y'all house. I'm in your house. These are your rules in your house. It's okay. I'm here. I do this. When you come over here, you know what's up with us. It's rules. So they can do that in their own setting. Like, we can do it in ours. But if we moving as one, it's rules. Man, I watched this culture, which is 90% black people, stand up out of Calico because they felt it was wrong. 90%.
Mm.
Calico got on camera. What did you hear? Okay. Avocado said, I don't even know the guy before, so forgive me because I don't know who he is, so I'm not targeting him. I'm targeting Avocado because I watched this culture stand with you, and they stood with you against black people. They crossed the line. They supported Avocado and came at URL because they thought it was wrong.
True.
They thought it was wrong.
True.
Calico says, yeah, I just called Avocado and it's about getting a solution. Nigga, what? What solution can you say?
True.
And
it's
making
open and shut.
Embarrassing. But this is the type of nigga Calico has always been, though. Like, these are documented things, bro. These are, like, this is not a me making up a angle or a way. No. Look. This is what he's the only one that stood up on. He's the only rapper that stood up like he did. I told Geechee, hey, man, fuck with y'all because y'all hot. Let y'all get cold. See if he around you.
Mm. Do you feel like Avocado should still be working in the culture now?
That's not my place. I don't pay him to do that. And then I saw all these old messages he done had on me. Evidently, dude got something against me. And I don't even know dude like that, bro. Like somebody had asked him a question on a forum, who's the hardest to work with? And he said, hey, Verb, bitch, I don't even work for you. You hold the camera, man. Just like, so my conversation is where I need to stand. All right, cool. The fuck? You know, I work for you? Crazy motherfucker. So it's I don't know him, period.
So we haven't even talked about you like that.
I don't, man, angry fan, listen, I know you. I don't know him. I don't conversate with him. I see him, when I see him, it's, oh, what's up? And that's it. So for you to even... And then Calico get on camera. He's on Twitter, and Calico says what he said was trying to beat A-Verb. I said, trying to beat A-Verb at what, Calico? The statement before said, we don't have time for our kids. Trying to beat A-Verb at what? Okay, cool. So let's say he did say beat. Why, what? Hey, angry fan, if you think I said something to you that I did not say, I'm going to immediately say something to you. Hey, bro, that ain't what I said. Them ain't the words I said. Listen again. That's not what I said. I would have made that clear to you. He didn't ever do that. He let it ride.
True.
Niggas got to stop. If this is my thing, but we just separate the men from the boys. If you on some hoe-ass shit, if you don't stand for nothing, just stand over there. That ain't no big thing. This is what the world is. Like, it's fucked because it's like we were just supporting you against people that look like us.
Yeah. Not even 24 hours prior, yeah.
I guess what? But this culture didn't do that for Dash Living, though. They didn't stand for another person that looked like them. No, they didn't. No, fuck they didn't. They stood for the white man. Come on, man. Stop playing with me. I'm raising sons, bro. We don't go in the house. We don't go in the house on no bitch-ass shit like that. Nah, we're not. And as a culture, if you a Calico fan, do you know that your rapper is the only black rapper that stood up and defended a man like that? Who him and his white counterparts were laughing and making racist jokes? Man, y'all better miss me with it. Miss me with it. So when you saw it, how did it make you feel when you saw Calico cooning like that?
I was disgusted at that shit. Because I feel like I'm trying to figure out, is this over a battle or what? Because this ain't the time for that shit. This is a time where I feel like everybody should have been on the same accord here. And I feel like if you have, this is what it is, too. A lot of these niggas is cool with them and things of that nature. I feel like if you have a rapport and you're conflicted, you don't know what to really say, then don't say nothing at all.
Guess what? Cool with him, why? Because he's shooting videos for you? So you bitch-ass niggas just can't get a video shot? What else is he cool with you for? Is he powerful in our culture? Does he get you money? Because he put the camera on you? So y'all, if y'all want me to go buy y'all some cameras, bro, I can get y'all some cameras. Anybody that, if you want a camera, man, I can buy a Sony $600 or something and send it to you. if it's just to have some pride and some dignity, bro. Because it don't make sense. It don't make sense.
Yeah, you're not supposed to go against your race because you're cool with somebody. I don't really feel like that. I think that shit is crazy. Especially when it's
man,
calico.
Listen,
calico.
Standing against.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to stand against anything wrong toward our own
wrong.
People.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
I don't listen.
Yeah, that it was
man,
wrong.
Man, listen, I don't fuck with Calico, but I would never stand against him on any kind of wrong shit. I would never stand against him. If he's getting
mm-hmm.
anything racial or anything, man, no, I'm staying with him. But fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? But it's a pride. Like, it's a pride thing, bro. Because we come too far. This is all we have.
This is ugly hair. This is really ugly.
But it's not even ugly. It's not even shocking. It's just, this is what we go through. You always got one house, nigga. You always got one.
Would you ever battle Calico after all of this? Listen, it's obvious that battle, y'all been going back and forth forever. Just like you and JC, just like you and Head Ice, just like you and Suge. You got battles out there, but like it seemed like Calico
no.
want that battle.
Okay, now
okay.
Listen. I don't fuck with Calico. So let's start that first. You know what I'm saying? Calico is like a punk-ass fourth cousin, man. That's all he is, an extra nigga to come around. Yeah, I wouldn't, if I'm with him or near him, could somebody do something to him? Nah. But, no, we don't rock with him like that. You know, everybody else, it'd be for the sport. It'd be for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
JT standing up and saying, no, this is wrong. So they got points with me. Because I see he at least he ain't no mark. He just want to, you know, battle. Like, I understand. Like, he stood up and said, no, this is not right. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
that let me know that he still has some kind of some integrity. I'm big on integrity and respect, bro. That's all I care about. Miss me with the rap. Miss me with all the – miss me with that shit, bro. Integrity and respect, bro. How do you dictate yourself as a human being? That don't matter what color you are. Like everybody
mm-hmm.
knows, I have white family members in my family right now. Do you hear me? But guess what? It's
mm-hmm.
rules. It's fucking rules. If I go fuck with y'all, it's rules. It's fucking rules. If y'all come fuck with us in the hood, it's rules. You do not get a pass being a white boy cousin. They get to walk around and say nigga and shit like that. Nah, not over here.
Mm.
Still rules. I can't come in y'all house and do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's rules. But I'm not, color does not, man, I care about how you treat me as a human being, bro. That's it.
Yeah.
If you can respect me as a human being, I can respect you as a human being, bro. It's all about integrity, man, because it's the only thing you have in the world. What type of person was you when you walked? How did you maneuver when you walked? When you leave here, who were you? Integrity, respect. I stand on what's right and what's wrong, no matter what color it is. But this is wrong. This is wrong.
Definitely
these are times
wrong.
When you see other Caucasian men standing up against what Avocado said, like Bishop said, man, how could you see any wrong in this? That this is racially wrong.
Mm.
But the white folks that are cool with Avocado, they're not challenging us. They just get quiet. Okay, Calico, just get quiet. Man, when you jumped in the pool with the niggas in the water, we didn't even question that. I'm on film when they asking me questions about that, about after Summer Madness with Calico, the naked shit in the pool. That's what he chose to do. I didn't slander him. For what?
So this right here is extremely personal for you.
I mean, well, you know what, bro? Nothing really personal in battle rap. This is just the world.
Mm-hmm.
But here go the thing. I separate. I just don't deal with bitch-ass shit, bro. That's just me, though. You know what I'm saying? I get my right. You know, some people can deal with bitch-ass shit. Okay. I'm just not one of them guys. Man, you know me for a long time. I'm always on respect. You're going to respect me however you do it. Whether I'm by
mm-hmm.
myself or whether I'm with people, you are going to respect me because I demand it. And we'll take it any way you want to take it. That's why ain't nobody playing with me like that, bro, in battle rap, because I stand on what I stand on. When a nigga can stand by himself and say, yeah, I'm on whatever you want right now, then that means guess what? He not worried about y'all, bro. Calico can only be this Calico y'all like when it's 100 of him. When have you ever seen Calico by himself act like that?
Damn.
And, An old nigga told me a long time ago, man, when you see a nigga who always deep, bro, it's something he's trying to hide. Ask any man yourself. Them niggas picked me up from the airport. I went all through the hood with him. And he told me, he said, hey, Verb, I didn't know you was going to be cool with it. I said, what's the difference between y'all and me? I'm by myself. I'm riding wherever they riding. We all in their hood, wherever they at. He said, I didn't expect you to be cool with this shit. Why? What's the difference? Y'all are saying, I come from this. I'm looking at y'all. Y'all just sound different. The fuck the difference? I know who he is. I know who he is already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just about respect, man. That's all. This is about pride and respect, man. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Pride and respect. That's it. And then people clapping for a 2-minute apology, man. All the shit you said, if you can get out of I'm sorry in 2 minutes, it wasn't real, nigga. Come on, man. Stop playing with me.
So you saw the apology blog?
I glanced at it. It ain't, man, look. When you see something that's like 2 minutes, man, nah, man. You ain't mean that. You should have been pouring your heart out.
Nah. He had a live. It was like 30 minutes. But he was breaking a lot of shit down and everything. Yeah, he was saying that.
Like, how do you justify anything? You tell me, how do you justify what you said?
He said that he was raised.
What you a part of?
Listen, he said that he was raised in a racist family, and that happened 6 years ago. And I guess what he was trying to say was that when he started working with black people was when he realized they weren't that bad, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to put words exactly in his mouth. But it was just a lot of that. Then he was talking about gay porn, and I don't know.
Hey, okay, so guess what?
What?
You did that. I didn't say that. You did that one, buddy.
Nah, listen to me.
Look what you said,
though,
bro.
He said that.
Look what you said. I don't know, some gay shit. I don't know.
Bro, he said that he used to do porn. He's surprised no one brought it up because it's a homophobic culture.
Yeah.
He said that.
Now, look. Guess what? If Avocado sat back and he said, look, man. This what's up, bro. I was raised in this kind of home, and then I started doing it. All right, okay, cool. All that shit makes sense, but it would have been better if he would have did that blog before this footage resurfaced. Then we good with you. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
If he'd have had a blog out, the moment he started realizing he likes black people, he should have did a blog and said, look, I'm going to be real with y'all. I was raised to hate. But being around these people, they beautiful. They most talented people in the world. These are the closest people to me. Then whatever comes out on him don't even exist. It don't even exist because he already has addressed it. So basically it seems like you was riding that wave out hoping nothing ever came out. Because if I wronged you, I'm going to come to you and say I wronged you, bro. Hey, look, my bad, bro. How can I fix that? Because human beings make mistakes. We're not faulting them for making a mistake at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Everybody going to make a mistake. But you can't use the culture for validation. And then feel a certain way about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because where's your man's at? Now, the other white guy on the end, you could tell he wasn't fucking with that shit. Whoever he was,
exactly.
His whole body,
yeah, yeah.
Whatever his name is, he was like, I ain't, well, y'all are wild and I'm not with this shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Y'all clicking beers and joking and shit. The other two guys, he's like, I don't fuck all this, bro. I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? We could see that on him. But where is the other guy on the end who was talking shit? Why is he not standing up with Avocado? He ran too, right? He went in the house.
You talking about 24/7. Yo, this is what I actually heard. I actually heard, because he used to be a battle rapper. He was in Grind Time and he battled on King of the Dot. What I actually heard was when this interview came out 6 years ago, it actually made a little bit of noise. Not like now, but it made some noise to the point that he basically stopped battle rapping. Like this. This is what actually got him out of battle rap, was the same interview 6 years ago, though. And I always wondered how he just jumped up and started battling like that. I never knew what actually happened. This is what happened.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, everybody be raised around, you know, they surroundings or what they, you know, what they've been around. Like, you know, we when you come from, everybody got the who come from the same struggles you have. Are they us? No. But they relate to us. Can you say nigga around me? No. But I'm at the same time, I'm not going to say crackers and honkies around you. You know what I'm saying? Out of respect. It's about respecting the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, my Mexican partners are, I don't spick them. Nah, man, we ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're my partner. You're my partner. We ain't going to do that. We ain't doing that, bro. But everybody can change, man. I used to be a terrible person, man. Before I walked into Battle Rap, man, I was a terrible person. I don't give a fuck what y'all think about me. I'm still kind of terrible, but it's just a guided terrible. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I used to be, before y'all met me, man, y'all don't know who the fuck I am. Before y'all met me 10, 11 years ago, man, I was a terrible individual. Terrible. But God delivered me, and I started to understand more things and just developing and growing. So I'm not saying Avocado ain't develop and grow. You know what I'm saying? He might have developed and grown, like, you know. But it's still, you know, wrong is still wrong. So, but we're not going to do no kumbaya. Let's get on the phone, have a round table discussion. Man, fuck that. We ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, mm-hmm. you can say, look, I'm not on it. You know what I'm saying? You can say, I ain't, but we're not doing that, though.
I mean, the battle rap community is upset. They're definitely not feeling that shit.
I mean, every time, like, because one thing I love about battle rap is if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, if we mm-hmm. if battle rap culture, if the battle rap culture threw away Audi Boom, you got to throw away Avocado, bro. That's only right. Because snitching and racial shit is in the same box.
Here's the problem. I'm just being honest. When Heavy Bags had his situation, Heavy Bags is back.
What happened to Heavy Bags?
Remember a couple of years ago, he was talking about Black Lives Matter and everybody jumped on him. Then he tried to say he was hacked and all this stuff. He came back. He got fired from Rap Grid. And it took him some time, but he eventually came back.
So what, he a racist?
Audi Boom was battling. It was some racial, yeah. He wasn't a racist. He worded some shit the wrong way and made him look racist, I honestly believe.
Okay. Okay, this is what I think.
I don't think if
mm-hmm. this is what I think, bro. If you
What I'm saying about black and white. This is exactly what I'm saying about where's the line drawn? Where's the rules? Is it just in the like? What are we expecting out of the white people? Because I feel like they want to say shit that they can't say because they don't know how to say it.
Well, then just don't come over here, then. Like it's, I mean, bro, all this shit. Listen, it's no color on hip hop. It's no color on when a person is talented. If they talented, they talented, bro. We just letting that ride. You talented, mm-hmm. bro. So that's how I feel. Like, you know, I don't look at things like that. If you do good work at anything, okay, cool, because I don't see white and black. Like I told you, man, I got all kind of different races connected to me, family-wise. So when I see him mm-hmm. or I see her, it's like, what's up with you? We all look different, but we all come from the same pot. You can say that's my cousin. Well, that's my little, I got a mixed little sister right now, but she looks more white, like white, mm-hmm. white. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't, and you know what's so crazy? Because her family is racist.
Mm.
So her black and Dominican brothers and sisters and all that shit, she can't even fuck with them like that. You understand what I'm saying? So it's that racism shit needs to be over. We respect y'all. Y'all respect us. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, I mean, because evidently, guess what? The white women, y'all love that black dick. Yes, the fuck y'all do. Y'all love that motherfucking guts getting ripped. Yes, the fuck you do. And guess what? We love that white girl head. Fuck is you talking about? Okay, so we got to love something about each other. Shit. Hello? The fuck? You starting, like, come on, man. You don't give a fuck. You know what's up with me, man? Y'all love that dick, man. You fuck with a white girl, she gets some dick, boy, she feel how far you can get up in that stomach, man. She gonna lose her mind. What do you want? Hey, you wanna go have some coffee? They chipper as a bitch when they getting them little areas touched. And shit, guess what? It ain't nothing like some good white girl mouth. You play, what's up? You trying to do? Yeah, because white girls gonna suck your dick like they care about you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So we all on the same street, motherfuckers. Damn. But are we the same? No.
Okay. Okay. As far as in battles, how far do you go as far as in the battles? As far as racist bars.
Racist bars in the battle? I mean,
at the end of the day.
In a battle, anything goes, man. Play ball. Anything goes, man. Do what you're going to do. That's a part of battle.
As long as you're not saying nigger.
That's just a rule. You can't do that.
Okay.
You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But depending on where you at. If you over in another place where it's all your people, what the fuck, what's going to happen?
Okay. I agree with you.
You damn fucking right you do. You don't got a choice. It's right. When it's right, it's right, and when it's wrong, it's wrong. But guess what? So how y'all gonna deal with Calico? Y'all gonna keep clapping for him? Or y'all going? Yeah, of course they gonna keep clapping for him. Y'all going in the house like we do all the goddamn time. Go in the house. Go in the house. Go in the house. It's okay, Cal. It's just battle rap. Fuck out of here, man.
So, all right, what do you think the battle rap community should do with Calico? Seeing for a coon.
I would be more mad at Calico than anybody.
Yeah.
Because he comes from where we come from, bro. You come from Detroit, man. You come from the bottom, the trenches, like we all do. So you should relate to us and stand with us, not stand against us. The fuck?
Mm.
What's the difference, man? Calico way worse than Avocado. Avocado doing what a lot of people going to do that look like him. What Cal doing is next level foreign shit.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Uncle Tom ass nigga, man. What? It just makes no sense to me. You know, we ride for what's right, man. Stand for what's right. What is right? What is right? That's it. That's all I ask. Stand for what's right. Shit. But guess what?
And clearly, Avocado was wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, you as a human being, you're gonna make mistakes. The thing is, how do you fix your mistake? How do you fix your mistake? We can't tell you how to fix it. We can't tell you how to fix it. But how do you fix your mistake? Every human being makes mistakes. Angry fan, every day. That's a part of being a human being. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of it. Like it drives me crazy when I hear people say they never wrong and shit. Because you're a damn lie. We make mistakes as human beings. But I'm not forgiving. We went through too much shit. I'm not forgiving. I got a grandma that's alive right now, 90 years old. And used to have to pick cotton with her hands. Bitch, I ain't forgiving. My granny went through some times where my granny tells me about times where she couldn't even go to the movie theater because there was too many whites. Or they had to separate what it was a black theater and a white theater. You understand?
Yeah. All of ours.
You know what's so crazy? My granny told me she used to walk 10, 15 miles to get to school. And they used to laugh at her and throw things at her. Man, we not forgiving nothing. That part of me, because I stand for something. And that's the thing. I don't stand for no bitch-ass shit. No, we not forgiving. You know what I'm saying? That ain't that. You know what I'm saying? And then to be playing, making a joke about black fathers from the man, the dude talking about them, they don't have time. Boy, you don't know what the fuck he go through. No, the fuck you don't.
True.
You got to shut your bitch ass up, boy, because they already expect us to run from our responsibilities anyway. They expect us to. So the ones that stand and we take whatever come with the kids' mothers and the attitudes and whatever happened to us, man, come on, stop playing with me, man. Stop playing with us.
Nah,
and then you guess what? You're going to see so many different people. So many people have spoke on my character. How many people have spoke on my character? Nah, dude, it's always. Look, man, look, I got three baby mamas, bro. Only one of mine don't fuck with me. And that's because I hurt her. I hurt her to a point she'll never forgive, and she developed that hate on that child. You can't win them all. You understand what I'm saying? You can't. Because anybody that deals with women, they understand. Once they hurt, it's up. It's up. If they hurt and they don't move on and be happy. If you hurt a woman that you in a relationship with, if she does not, well, let's say baby mama, if you hurt a baby mama and she don't find somebody to love her and make her feel better, boy, your whole life's going to be fucked up. Because she gonna bring you hell every time she can. So that's I lost one out of the pack. I'm 90% from the field. 90% from the field. You hear me? And everybody around me, they spoke on me. They tell you, man, this man is this. This man is that. I don't miss nothing, bro. Damn, basketball, football, whatever I got to do. I'm there. I be drained, angry fan. That's why they hit me so hard in the chest, bro, because I'm drained. Being a father and still trying to survive and still trying to create and be great on stage, man, I get drained, dog. I get drained. We get profiled and harassed every day by police. And I still got to go through this and teach mine this and make sure mine don't never feel what I felt. That's why you can't ever play that kind of game with me because I will lose it on you. That's the only thing in the world I'm going to kill over. Children. I don't play that shit, bro. It's too much pain. And anybody on this line that's watching or can listen, it's too much pain for us to try to be successful or try to, because our lives are not based on us. Our lives are based on the ones under us. Well, our life is for them, just like our parents' lives are for us. You understand what I'm saying? So once you sign up and you start making children, you have to play by the rules. Okay, look, if you want to be a father, because you got an option, like I said, a woman has the opportunity to fuck your life up, and you got the opportunity to say your option.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, okay. Okay.
So let me ask you something, King Media, if you don't mind me calling you that. Let me ask you a
question. What's up?
So what are y'all going to do with Calico? Do y'all sweep this shit under the rug? Because y'all blow a lot of shit up. Are we sweeping this under the rug or what? Let's see what y'all do. What y'all going to do?
For me personally, that seems like coon shit to me. I don't know what the fuck Calico was thinking doing that.
So guess what? Now you got four other big media heads. How many of them going to stand up and say it's a coon shit? Or who going to go in the house? Is the media part of coonery too? Somebody got to talk to me or something. Because I can't stand rock hard on something. I want to know what y'all doing. If you say, okay, cool, you already ain't standing with it. Okay, cool, I know where you at. What about the rest of them? Are they standing with it or are they going to try to be cool with them? Calico don't bring y'all no goddamn views. He's freezing cold. Are y'all going to stand up or what? Calico is ice water cold. If he does not get a battle, he's done. If he don't take A-Verb, he's done. He's done anywhere to go, because if I get on stage with him, you know what time it is. I'm a trouble all the nigga now. You don't want to play no games with no Verb, bro. Because the level of talent is different, bro. The level of talent is different. Ain't nothing you can do about it. It's nothing you can do about some shit that's greater than you. And my purpose is stronger than yours. Stand down, little homie, or you're going to get smoked. Stand down. This ain't a fight for you. You outmatched, Cal. Stand down. Walk away, Cal. Walk away, because I walk on stage with you, you'll never be able to go back on that bitch again. Big K told y'all that. Nobody listen. Who going to listen to Verb? Who going to listen to Verb? I get surgical when it's time to get surgical. I had 22 days with Gotti, and I had no reason, no slight amount of anger toward him. I don't fuck with Cal. You want to play ball or what? I had 22 days, and y'all saluted me. Hey, look, I had 22 days, and y'all saluted me for that. All y'all saluted me. I had no smoke with Gotti. I don't even know Gotti like that, personally like that. I've never had words. I don't fuck with Cal. Y'all want to see it? Y'all want to see how much I don't fuck with
him? yeah.
Y'all want to see how much I don't
but
fuck
you know
with
what, though? You know what, though?
Yeah, what you want to say is good for battle rap? No, this is good for me. This is good for me.
Okay.
I don't fuck with him. If I don't fuck with you, you know it's a whole other animal.
So you want this battle is what you're saying?
No, I don't want anything. I don't want to deal with him. But guess what? I bet you I will. And guess what? Okay. I bet you I'll never fuck with him again. I bet you that. I bet you that. You know what time you know what time Calico and Verb ain't on the same level of skill? Calico and Verb ain't on the same level of power or purpose? The fuck? What's Calico known for, Angry Fan? Calico is known for the nigga that started Lux career. He not known for no magical moments against a motherfucker win.
Calico. You beat Hitman.
Look what you said.
Nah, wait a minute. You know what?
Whoa.
Hold on. It's not like Calico has a lot of losses, though, Verb. Hold up. I just thought about that. Calico
okay,
do got a lot of – he bodied – let's go. He bodied Mav. He beat Hitman. He beat –
Wait. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let's back this up. One thing, Calico does not go on stage at a high clip. That means he's going to be safer than most. Yes or no?
What you mean?
No, he does not. Calico does not battle a lot. Calico battles once every year and a half, 2 years maybe. Okay, cool. So that's going to keep you safe because you're not fighting. That's like a nigga going to shoot at some niggas every 90 and going back in his house. No. We're not counting that. And you think he beat his
Yeah, but
Burr,
but
round,
no, that's not fair, though. I'm going to tell you why that's not fair, though. Because Hollow used to do that.
Where?
Hollow used to be the same
Hollow
way.
Used to what? Who?
Battle like once a year.
Okay, no. But before that, Hollow put his work in, and he was battling every other week and every other month. We're not doing that. You remember that, right? We're not doing it.
Okay.
Hollow used to be high clip frequent. Yes, the fuck he did. When I battled Hollow, he had battled, I think, Illmac the week before. And then he had another mission after that.
Oh, that was the week before? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why me and Hollow only had two rounds. Because I said, look, I'm not going to put that pressure on you to put three rounds together and you just coming off stage. Let's do it too.
Oh, I never knew that.
That's why that battle was two rounds. The man didn't have time. And I'm a competitor, bro. But I'm not going to try to steal a win from you. And if I know you got to come to St. Louis, I know you have to, let's just keep it balanced. Get you two rounds. I'm thankful for you coming. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a humble nigga. Like, Hollow was the man at that time. 106 in Park, everybody knew.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to say, I'm going to come to St. Louis and deal with you, hey, bro, let's not put no
mm-hmm.
pressure on me. Let's just be safe. Let's do what we're here to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's about respect.
Okay.
Yeah, so Calico has not put the work in. Who has Calico? What's Calico's biggest moment? You tell me. Calico's resume is not A-Bone. You tell me.
You have way more
like
moments than Calico.
Hold on. Calico's resume like mine?
Wait a minute,
Calico,
Verb. What are we talking about? Wait, because y'all battle, you got Mook and Lux over Calico, yeah. But other than that, y'all battle a lot of the same people, bro.
Okay, I got you.
Young L.
You ready? You ready? Hold on.
Uh-huh.
I got you. You ready?
Ready.
You ready? Here's the things that separate Verb from Calico. Calico came in a little nigga. Verb came in a boss. Number one. You want to argue that?
That's a fact.
Yeah, because guess what? If we didn't invite Calico to St. Louis, y'all wouldn't know who the fuck he was.
Huh?
That's a fact.
Calico's first battle was in St. Louis against Ice Pack, where he got a slogan made out of him. Do you want to keep going? Do you want to keep going? Huh?
Nah, you're not wrong yet. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a boss in my world. Still am. I came in ahead. I didn't come in a win, nigga. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Okay, cool. So guess what? He's a little nigga now. He's always going to be a little nigga. But guess what? He took Hitman one round. I had Hitman all three rounds, and we brought one of the most magical battles of all time. Huh? You want to keep going?
Mm.
Do you want to keep going? What is he known?
But you know what, though, Verb? But you know
what,
though, Verb? You know what, though, Verb? You got it. But he turned his name into a boss name, though.
After who?
You got to give him that.
Damn near killed him. Hold on. After somebody damn near killed him. Calico was always nothing until Lux damn near killed him, man. Quit playing with me. Look, if Calico would have did his job, I wouldn't have had to deal with it. Big Bro fixed it, though. Big Bro fixed it. Hope did that. Hopefully you won't have to go through that. I fixed it. What's up? And then you teamed up with Mook. Hey, I'm going to just be – I'm going to team up with Mook. Guess what? Guess what both of y'all niggas going to have in common? Fucking with Verb. What's up?
Oh,
guess
man.
Guess what both y'all niggas been having in common fucking with Verb? What's up?
What?
You know what's up with me?
Yo.
Okay.
Hey,
so
Verb.
All that shit he talked with Twerk, what happened when he seen Twerk? He was good? Stop playing with me, man. What's up? What we doing, bro? What we doing?
Mm.
Why are we clapping for mediocrity, bro? As much shit as he talked to Twerk for all that time and got on stage with him, and guess what? What happened? What was the battle like? Why don't anyone do this to me?
Yeah.
You ask URL. Hey, listen, you can get anybody from URL on the phone and ask them about my credit with them. Verb going to show up to play ball every fucking time. I can call URL at any time and get whatever I want from them because they know I'm good for it.
Mm.
I don't do no calico type shit. Get on stage and out of room. Huh?
I say even with the back and forth y'all used to have, they still fuck with you.
Because look, in business, there's nothing personal in business. That's what when everybody was clapping for avocado, I didn't move on it because I didn't ever retweet it not one time because in business there's nothing personal. In business, only personal shit matters in personal. Business, nothing matters. Somebody can cut you off tomorrow. It's business. I don't want to use you no more.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck that mean?
Exactly.
Why I'm wrong? You can't tell me where to shop. If I like this product better, I'm going to buy this product. You can't tell me where the fuck to spend my goddamn money. How? If you walk in the mall and it's a polo shirt and it's a Tommy shirt, if I like the polo shirt more, you can't make me buy the Tommy motherfucker.
Mm.
Come on, man. Let's be real. And that's the thing people don't be wanting to do. They don't want to be real. Calico name, if you ask any rapper, getting Bird is way bigger than getting Calico, bro. Way. Mm. It's not the fucking same. Come on, man. Okay, getting Lux still to this day is bigger than getting Bird. You see how I can say that? With no problem?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Getting Lux is still bigger, no matter what. Getting Mook is still big.
I see what you're saying. You don't got no problem keeping it real.
Yeah, but it's on my route. It's certain people, if you get a battle with them, it means something. I'm one of them people.
Mm.
Why you think, why you think, ain't nobody calling Calico out, bro. Come on, bro. Nobody. What was the last event? No? What was the last event? Why about me? You see, hey, look. See, I'm so busy, I don't know what the fuck that is. Calico had that shit tattooed on his chest, man. Okay, what was the name of the event? Well, I said GTA.
You said Calico had a tattoo on his chest.
I said Calico can't remember every event. I don't even remember, man. I'm just a blur with this shit because I just do what I'm supposed to do and keep moving. So whatever the name of the event was with me and Geechee, like, everybody called Verb out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you was on one.
Verb. Niggas, look, niggas that don't even battle. Head Ice, I got to see Verb. K-Rock, I got to see Verb. Who calling out Calico?
Mm.
Take a survey.
True.
Okay. Ask the rappers, whose name means more?
Okay.
What the fuck? But look, guess what? If you get that name, you know what you're signing up for. You know what you're signing up for. You know what you're signing up for. And I don't fuck with you? Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
So with Verb, all this happening, right? I know you said you don't want anybody, but if you could choose out of the names you just said, the Tay Rock, Head Ice, Suge, Cal, like who would you pick if it was just them four in front of you?
As far as the next is the opponent?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Angry Fam, I'm going to tell you this. It's all the same night to me, bro. It's all the same night to me. Different skill, same night. Who does what? What you do?
Okay.
You do this? All right, cool. Let me load up. Because all those guys are respected in their own light.
Uh-huh.
I respect these fags when they get on stage, bro. I respect them because I know how hard it is to do this shit. This is hard, bro. So I respect every single person that does this on a high clip or who does it on a high level. I respect them because of the simple fact that they know I know what they're doing. I know the preparation. I know where your mind got to be to do this shit and be great. I know. You got to shut your life down. You know, you have to really shut your life down. My girl don't even like me when it's time for me to battle. She don't even like me because my mind goes numb. Yeah, my mind goes numb. I become a whole out. I'm not even the same person. I'm walking around this month, I'm uptight, but when it's over, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You know what the preparation takes and where your mind got to go to beat it. People don't know. We got to create this shit out the sky, bro. You got to create this shit out the sky. You got to sit down. Ain't nobody telling you what to do. You got to find out yourself. That's hard as fuck. So you creating the whole world in your mind, walking around mad as hell. But see, Calico playing too much. You a bet on Calico? He playing a video game and shit all goddamn day. You a bet on this against Bird? I'm a maniac up there, bro. That? But let me ask you a question. Do you think I should take him out to the coonery because Kenny Smith walked off stage? You remember what Kenny Smith did? He walked off stage. He said, I don't feel like I should be sitting here if the ball players are standing up for our own injustice. I feel like I need to walk off. So if Kenny Smith walks off, do you think that I should take Calico after this cooning he did? How does that affect me? What does that make me look like to you? Keep in mind where our world is. Our world is in a racist place. 2020 has been fucked up for a lot of people. So does it affect me if I take Cal? You tell me. I'm asking you a question. It's something you can ask the people.
Honestly, the people would want to see you battle Cal. They would want to see that, but if you didn't want to take him, it's not like your status would change or anything like that. Nah.
But guess what? My status ain't going to change, period, because I'm not a Calico type nigga. I've done too much. Ain't nothing you can do. I don't have to take these punks. Bro, I can...
No, you're right.
I don't got to take these punks. I don't got to take none of these punks. I get a high out of defending this shit. I get a high still getting on stage defending it. Still getting on stage risking it. Let's see if I still can go. I matched up with everybody you can throw me. All kind of motherfucking...
How come you haven't battled Tay Rock? Like?
Oh, we're going to make that happen.
Huh?
We're going to make that happen.
Yeah, because Tay Rock has been one of the top dogs for a long time now. I'm surprised you haven't battled him
never
yet.
We just never crossed paths. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, now is the time to cross paths. Sometimes you got to wait until it's time. The universe will tell you when it's time. This is the time now to cross paths. This is our time now. Our time now is to say, okay, let's do this. Let's go now. Because this is now our time. This is now the time to war. Yes, it is.
Okay.
For us.
Okay, and is Head Ice ever going to happen?
Shit, why not? You want it to happen?
I wouldn't mind. All right,
well, then
honestly.
It's done then. What you want to see? Hey, what you want to see, bro? I'm gonna take what you want me to see. What you want? You tell me what you want me to see. I'm gonna let you call it right now. What you want to see?
All right, I definitely want to see you versus
Rock. Listen, I want you to title this Angry Fan Calls versus Next Fight. Who you want to see?
The next fight?
Right now, this second. As of right now, second, who you want to see?
How are you going to ask me that and then just break down the whole Kenny Smith situation?
Okay, now, let's eliminate the Kenny Smith. Do you want me to do this? I'm asking you right now. Do you want me to do it? I'm going to ask you right now, in front of your people, you tell me right now, do you want me to do this?
I want you to do it, yeah. Because I know you're going to talk that shit that needs to be said.
Okay, listen,
yeah.
That's your word. Are you telling me this is what you want? I'm going to give you this. Is this what you want?
This is
what you want.
Exactly what I want.
I want you
to talk to Calico, yes.
Say no more. Say no more. Any other requests?
JC, what are we doing?
One at a time now. Okay, I gave you
okay.
Calico. All right, so I'm going to inform them that I'm on it. I've never had a problem with taking JC, bro. Never. My only issue with JC was he downplays what I've done too much. And if you downplay what a nigga done, you don't need him. That don't make sense. Just you show the respect, it's good with me. I ain't ducked a nigga in this shit, ever. I don't have no problem taking him. Why would I? All they got to do is send up nobody. Nobody has ever choked. I don't have a contract on JC. I don't. What y'all want me to do? And then the fans just be like, hey, just do it. Where's the money?
But we would think the money's already there because of the back and forth y'all been doing. We would think the money has been there or someone has said something about it.
But I'm telling y'all, I don't have a contract on him. I don't give a fuck what he says. As long as you've been knowing me, have I ever ran from any kind of smoke?
Nah.
So why the fuck y'all think I wouldn't take this?
True, Yummy, you right.
So when people say stupid shit like, you don't want to see JC. I don't want to see JC do what? What are you talking about, man? Listen, I know sometimes people just say shit just to get me to rev up, but y'all don't have to rev me up. Just send the money. You don't got to rev me up. I battle names lower than JC. So why in the fuck will I take them? But honestly, to be real with you, I don't think it's fair that I should have to take him. He should take first. Surf had a bad night. Y'all score third. Then y'all compete. I'm not going to drop down. That don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a shot at Surf. Surf having a bad night. And JC was on his heels, too. Why the fuck y'all calling me? I ain't had a bad night yet. Calling me when I have a bad night. I have a bad night, then I got to get back up, right? Does that
so
not make
feel
sense?
Like, so you feel like JC should get Surf and not you?
Well, no, I'm just saying. If it's levels, Verb is y'all off night, bro. If Surf just had an off night, why are y'all not saying Surf and JC? Because it may, okay, Surf had an off night with a high powered, that's perfectly fine. JC just did well against a rookie. Okay, that matches up first. Verb just took the hottest nigga in battle rap in 22 days and walked out untouched. Before that, it's Mook Lux and all this shit. Okay, so where do we balance out?
I see what you're saying. You at a certain level right now, yeah.
All I'm saying is where do we balance?
And then on top of that, if JC beats Surf, that's a good look for him. So JC kind of levels up, I would think, close. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, but that's only Fredo. Like, okay, if I'm not having rough nights, and I'm not saying that in no kind of arrogant way, because anybody can have a rough night. It's better. Any time somebody can have a rough night. Okay, so if my credit has not been that, then why am I in conversation with a guy that just had a bad night? I mean, with a guy that's just coming off, taking a rookie. That doesn't make sense. Sometimes people just want to see battle, so they're not logically thinking on what makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, like, just really think about that. So if JC gets Lux, I mean, if JC gets Surf, he cracks Surf, or if he gets busy with Surf, I suit up. Just pay me.
Okay. Because it's supposed to be for the pen of the Midwest.
Pen? Listen, whoa. Why y'all?
It was titled that year. So.
Okay, so what year is this, Angry Fan?
A couple of years ago, they were saying that y'all two had the top pens. That's why everybody wanted
but
to see that.
Okay, but guess what? JC also went on camera and said, I don't have one. Do you believe that?
Mm-hmm. You said you don't have
a top
10?
He said that. No, he said, I'm not a good rhyme. I just know how to rhyme words. That's what he said. I'm not a pencil. I just rhyme words. That's what he said. Now, does that make sense to you?
Oh, wow. Nah, I didn't see that.
Okay.
I guess you talking about your styles. Your styles are different, Verb.
Well, listen, here's the thing, bro. If I don't have a pen and I'm looked at as and revered as one of the biggest guys, rap, legendary, mogul type shit, and you have a pen and they don't see you like that, then who's moving wrong? I'm not being funny right now, but because what I'm saying is, it's got to make sense, bro. I mean, because the first is Verb and rap. That's the first thing. Verb and rap. Everybody knows. Yeah, but when is he not been a cold rapper? All right, cool. So you can't take that from me. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I think Surf and JC will be a good get back battle because anything can happen on stage, bro. You can fuck. That's why I don't get all off into this fake shit of oh he's the GOAT. Nah, man, I don't do all that shit because as soon as I get cracked in my chin, y'all gonna say fuck me. So having an off night is not bad. It's not bad at all. But you got to get back up before you start coming back to niggas who ain't having off nights. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
that
I got
does make sense.
I see what you're saying. Hey, Verb,
yeah, like,
you know what? I seen you call out Mook not too long ago. What that was about?
I mean, Mook had an interview where he said he did whatever he wanted with me. And I said, hey, bro, this is not true, bro. Like, it's not true. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Mook has always been revered as untouchable. So after me, I take power from niggas, though. They never be the same after that. You know, I take power. So it's fucking with Mook. Come on, y'all know saying Mook name don't, it's not like what it used to be. Come on, man.
Okay.
I guess what?
Oh.
I guess
up?
What? Guess, I'm sorry. Guess what Mook and Brierson have in common? Guess what they got in common?
What they got in common?
I was asking you. Shit, you know.
Yeah, you got them both.
Okay.
See, that makes sense. You know what? Who you got winning?
Huh?
Since you stood in front of both of them, who do you have winning?
Mook.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to take a wild guess because Mook on small room, no crowd, Mook is going to be incredible. I know he is.
Mm.
He is. He is going to be incredible. It's not like Briz is not good, though. You know, but I think if I had to bet, I'm a ride with Mook. I mean,
okay.
Well, the fact that both of you guys know what it's like in front of me and shit is, you know, that's cute, too. Guess what? Guess what? Let me talk my shit. There'd be a lot of people that know what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know. Yeah, just bow your head. No big thing. We all is one. Everybody fall. I got some niggas that done crack me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I think Mook should probably control it. Mook is skilled. See, the thing is, when I took Mook, I knew for a fact, because the people was telling Mook that he can't rap with me. I knew that when you tell a New Yorker they can't do something, that's when they try to challenge it every single time. So I knew he was going to come in there and be a rapper. I also know that I'm on the road. By me being on the road, I got to be faster to the shot. This is your shit. I know pro shit from being on stage so much. I got to be faster. I got to be more relatable and faster. I didn't have time to be a pinsman with him. We can do it now, though, if you want to. I told him, you can run it back if you want, bro. You want to run it back?
I seen you say that.
Do you want to run it back?
And I, what do you say?
Nothing. You want to run it back?
Okay.
Hey, Angry
and
Fan,
all?
you in media. Tell the people to tell them to run it back. We can run it back. There don't got to be nobody there. Ain't shit going to change. Ain't shit going to change. What you want to do?
Okay, and I thought I seen you call out Daylight, but I seen it was for a 2-on-2, right?
Nah, Daylight was talking shit.
So
what you going to do about it?
What he say?
Nothing. Hey, y'all know me. What you want to do about it, man? It's simple with me, man. What you want to do about it? You on it or
okay,
not?
Okay.
I'm on it. Because, like when these niggas call my name, I be in my rocking chair on the porch, and then I stand up and pull my shirt off. Like, what y'all want to get into? And then he's like, oh, okay, wait, man, let's think about that. Yeah, that old nigga gonna be tripping with you. He getting off the porch. What you want to do? Oh, nothing?
Oh,
right,
man.
Let me put my shit back on.
Okay.
I'll be bald.
I'm warning. I'm definitely watching. I'm definitely paying attention to what's going on out there. Hey, Verb, I'm being in touch with you, though. Because the show about to
yeah,
I want the show to cut off on you. All right?
Oh, no, that's perfectly fine, man. Let me know. I'll let you.
I appreciate it, Verb.
Let's go.
What? Shout out to A-Verb from coming on. I know he was driving around, my bad, but I had to get this scoop. Fuck all the bullshit, man. A from the fuck up out of here. I'm out. One.